talking earlier in the week that this video had surpassed how many billions?
It just hit the 2 billion views.
Maroon 5, Cardi
the
B.
Milestone. It took them about 10 months, but I said B, so 2 billion. That's pretty awesome. Also, in Cardi B news today, she's officially filing the paperwork so that she can trademark her catchphrase. I feel sorry for that trademark attorney. Apparently, it's going to be weird to write that one down, but.
Okay,
so
I guess
if you say it, you have to pay her. I don't know.
All right, good morning, KC. It is a Rocket and Tracy show. We finally made it to Friday. Feels good outside. KU had a nice win. Isn't it weird? I was talking to my daughter yesterday afternoon because I hadn't heard from her. Usually I hear from her right off the bat. And then I'm like, are you okay? Where are you? Then she sends me pictures. She's at the basketball game.
She does so many cool things. I'm kind of jealous of her life.
She has a good life, but she works a lot. But I think it was kind of cool that of all the people, she went to a KU basketball game. I think it's fantastic.
I say good for her. She's coming over to the beautiful side. Good for you, Jen.
Now, is your family excited about the K-State game today at all, Teresa?
Oh, no. My son, even though he's going to be in the marching band, doesn't even follow sports. So that'll be fun next year when he's in school.
You can still go and then hang out with him after and be like, I love you, son. Let me buy you lunch.
Yeah, I have to keep him up to date. I have to send him stuff. I'm like, hey, guess what?
If they
Big 12 champions.
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
All right, coming up in a few minutes, we'll take our very first caller of the day. Now, Teresa, I know you're anticipating this movie like crazy. It's one of your favorites.
Talking about Dumbo?
Yep.
Yeah, it's the live action version. You know, that's what Disney is doing. They're turning everything into their live action. Like, we're waiting for Aladdin and what are some of the other ones that we're waiting for? Jungle Book was amazing, and now it is time for Dumbo, and we want to send your family to see it.
In minutes.
Mix 93.3, Kansas City's number one hit music station. Paparazzi ain't got nothing on this girl. Teresa's tabloid trash.
Game of Thrones star Emilia Clarke, otherwise known as Khaleesi. She's revealing that she survived a serious medical condition. The 32-year-old said in an essay for The New Yorker titled A Battle for My Life, that she was diagnosed with a life-threatening brain hemorrhage. NBC's Joe Fryer says Clark wrote about how she suffered from two aneurysms.
The first in 2011, when she was 24, started with a headache. The pain, she says, shooting, stabbing, constricting pain was getting worse. At some level, I knew what was happening. My brain was damaged.
She had to have brain surgery. She was left with a small growth that doctors warned could burst at any time, and then that doubled in size by 2013, and she had to have surgery again. That time it failed and left her with a massive bleed. She said that there was one point where she woke up and didn't know her name. She said that she can remember being on set, I believe they said in season two, where she, I guess people there knew about it, but the fans didn't even know that she was going through all of that stuff.
That's scary.
Yeah, very scary. But it's good that she's opening up about it because a lot of people, they just don't think about that kind of thing. And they don't think someone in their 30s can go through that. Just like we didn't think someone like Luke Perry could die from a stroke at age 52. Justin and Hailey Bieber, they may keep postponing that wedding, but they are moving into a very expensive home together. Justin just dropped $8.5 million on a mansion in Beverly Hills for him and his new wife. The over 6,000-square-foot property includes 5 bedrooms, 7 bathrooms, a screening room, a wine cellar, and an infinity pool, among other features.
You know,
they've been shopping for a while.
When you have that kind of money, do you just write a check for $8.5 million, or do you get a mortgage?
I don't know. I'm thinking you still probably have to have somewhat of a mortgage. Because it's probably a lot of that's tied up and stuff.
Right.
But you do like a $5 million down payment.
Yeah, like you have a really expensive monthly payment.
Now, they got married privately, right? And they're just postponing the ceremony.
Yeah, they are legally married, and they are going to have a ceremony for family and friends. Eventually, they keep postponing it. I mean, if you wait too long, nobody cares.
Yeah.
Like, if you wait 2 years, that's kind of dumb. You know, just have a party. Just call it a party. Don't call it a wedding. Speaking of relationships, just quick update. Forget about her being with Bradley Cooper. Lady Gaga has been spending time with Jeremy Renner, who plays Hawkeye in The Avengers. He's 48. She's 33. Don't know if there's anything to it, but they look kind of cute together.
I'll take it.
You never know. David Letterman thinks that he should have retired earlier. He told Ellen on her daytime talk show, I stayed on TV way too long. I should have left 10 years ago.
It turns out nobody had the guts to fire me. And I should have left like 10 years ago. You want to make sure you have some energy to direct toward other things. Now, you, nothing but energy, are doing other things while you're on television. So that's great. I did not. All I cared about was myself. Then the show was gone, and so I had to realize, oh, I've been looking through the wrong end of the telescope. Mm. There is more to life than, so tell me about your pet beaver.
Yes. Who was that guest?
If you're looking for something new this weekend on Netflix, The Dirt, that is the movie about Motley Crue in their early years. I'm really excited about it. Saturday night, it is the Kids' Choice Awards on Nickelodeon, hosted by DJ Khaled. And then in theaters this weekend, we have some cool stuff. There's the new Jordan Peele horror movie, Us, that a lot of people, even watching the trailer, are really still not sure what it's about, so he's explaining it.
This is a story about a woman who experiences a trauma as a child, and then when she gets older and she has a family, her trauma comes back, and her trauma as a family.
There's a family in our driveway.
Now, I thought I already done told y'all to get off my property, okay? So if y'all want to get crazy, we can get crazy.
What are you people?
My family, we want to go see it, but my mom's in town, and my husband goes, well, we can go see it. I said, you really think that my mom wants to see that movie?
You think Janice is going to watch
Yeah,
Us?
Yeah, I feel like we'll be waiting until Sunday. Also, Cruel Intentions is back in theaters for a limited time. It is the 20th anniversary, and ironically, today is Reese Witherspoon's birthday. Tabloid Trash brought to you by Raising Cane's, proud partner of Lemonade Day, a program teaching kids the power of entrepreneurship through owning and operating their very own business. Get all the info and sign up your kid for free at RaisingCane's.com/Lemonade Day.
Mix 93.3 is kicking off a full summer of Coors Light block parties with KC live at the Power and Light District.
If you ready to party, make some noise.
First up is internationally known superstar DJ Steve Aoki. Hey. Steve Aoki. Friday, May 3rd at KC Live inside the Power and Light District. This show will sell out fast, so pick up tickets while they last at Mix93.com, including a limited number of VIP and Club 150 tickets. It's the Coors Light Block Party, show number one. Number one with Steve Aoki on Friday, May 3rd, hosted by Steve Serrano and DJ Hyden with Coors Light, KC Live at the Power and Light District, and Mix 93.3.